Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Muck and Fun Day. It's also the 5th day of August, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 80 degrees here at 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 88 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. Whoo! It'll be one of those days that almost makes it to 90, and it's been long stretches of heat, so it's been warm. Warmer than July was, anyway. Anyways, I guess everybody knows what we're going to be talking about today. The double false flag. We told you these people were in it. They were just in a rut. They were just stuck in the mud. They had to make some sort of move. And like we said before, you know, we'll show you that all of the think tanks have converged because they're trying to work as a fucking group to try to tell you the truth. None of this is to be expected to be believed by any American national with a lick of fucking sense who doesn't understand that there are people marching in your streets telling you they're having a communist revolution at the same time these same people are claiming some kind of authority to legislate away your rights to keep and bear arms so that you can fucking beat off their fucking intrusion into your country and fucking take your country back and put it under the fucking law. And we're going to get into that as soon as we return.
I don't care if they kill half the people. It still can't change the fucking article.
No, it can't.
Go to his head, his wife's aggravation, you soon end up dead. That's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. Shaved and looking loser, you played with my gun. No smooth face, a lawyer could get you undone. Say love. Same on the south side of town. You could look, but you ain't gonna find it around. It's the same old story, same old song and dance.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, I'm going to start off again by saying that they do not expect not one American national. 47% believe more gun control. 47% of fucking 18 to 12%. God, I mean, there's none of them left. But this is how fucking desperate they are. I mean, you notice how the information that did come out. Well, I mean, the photo gap. Everybody has a cell phone. And remember, it wasn't that a year or two ago when something like this would happen. There would be so many goddamn videos out there. I mean, showing what, like them carrying the people away towards the Pulse nightclub. Remember that? That was one that was removed from the trenches. Anyway, we'll start off here with a letter sent in from a reader who is a person in the area. I'm writing this because I know of Patrick Cursorus. Yeah, I guess I said that right. as I had worked with his sister Emily for a couple of years in Plano, Texas. She left to pursue other employment opportunities a year ago. She was a bright person and still is, and would not hurt a fly. Her brother came in every once in a while when she was employed, and he was slightly nerdy, and some even described him as being slightly autistic. Upon hearing the news that he was the shooter, I and many of my colleagues felt and still feel this is complete bullshit. The pictures they show in the media also don't match up with how he looks. One shows him as the way I remember him, and another, the booking photo, shows someone completely different and looks nothing like him. And Laura's putting the links for these up right now on the site, so if you want to go look at the pictures, because we're not going to, problem with the pictures. This is what he looks like from what I remember him. Emily is the girl shown in the picture. Wouldn't hurt a fly. They stated there were multiple shooters, and then all of a sudden it was just one. Bullshit. I have never really talked with him one-on-one, but Emily, his sister, was very outgoing and cheerful, and they were church-going people. In regards to the photos, reporters also stated that neighbors didn't recognize the picture of him when they showed it to them. So how can it be the same person? Well, shit, people. So hearing that reporters stated that all of a sudden he gets a call from his grandfather in El Paso, I don't even know if he even had a grandfather in El Paso. And then after visiting there, he decides to go on a shooting and lay down his weapon. It makes no sense. I think even the Allen Police Department, who were investigating their houses, are confused. Then yet another story says they found him in his car a few miles down the road from the shooting, and he surrendered. It doesn't add up. Also, they say the police appeared 6 minutes after the call. That fast and in military gear? How long does it take you to get up and just get dressed in the morning? These guys there were in 6 minutes in military, and it is military. When I'm looking at what they're calling police out there, you look at them. They look like soldiers, and they look like private contractors like Blackwater, because that's what they fucking are. This has James Holmes, Aurora, Colorado, written all over it. It's the same setup. I can't imagine what his sister and their family are going through at the moment, but many people I work with who also went to school with her, with him, state that although he was often quiet and somewhat nerdy, overall he was a good person. They don't understand it, and neither do I. My conclusion, he was a full-blown patsy. The phony pictures are enough for me. No doubt about it. Someone set this poor kid up, and the other shooters who the police do not want to admit, just like with the Vegas shooting, the Aurora, Colorado shooting, the Boston incident, and every other shooting, are immediately pushed out and deleted from the story so they can promote their lone gunman scenario. As far as manifesto is concerned, no way he would write something like that and post it just minutes before the shooting. And then another shooting in Ohio that one the day after. This is so coordinated, it's clear they are attacking our country, and anyone can be next. All they need is a patsy. And of course it's blatant. Every Friday we say we wonder what kind of dirty fucking deed they got planned for the fucking weekend. Cause they had to do something. It was nail. It was like mud. You were listening to the Mueller report again for two fucking years. They were at loggerheads. So this is the avenue they've decided to take. Like I said, none of this will be believed by the mass of the people out here, because the mass of the people, they can't get nobody in their goddamn army. This is what this is all about, people. You see Netanyahu's over there kicking around on the floor. They can't start a fucking war because they have no one to fight it for them. And the problem is the American nationals in this country that are so heavily fucking armed. We're the largest armed force on planet Earth. The decision has been made. We're going to go for it. We got to get those guns away from them. That has to be our, we have to move, and this has to be the move. well, okay, this is what we've been talking about. And hey, it's just what we were expecting now, wasn't it? So I hope everybody's been practicing and everybody's ready for these fucking East German Stasi to come to their fucking doors with their little brown army they've been training on the fucking Indian reservations to try and come and take their fucking guns away from them.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. Yeah, me and Doc were watching that, and he said the same thing that your whoever sent that letter to you, mm-hmm. he said the same thing. He said, so it was a six-minute response. How the heck did they get all that gear on?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you watched they just kept repeating that loop over and over.
Yep.
And, of course, him being in the military, you know,
uh-huh.
I mean, he was even shocked at that one.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
6 minutes to get all that shit on, get geared up, get loaded. You know, he thought that was strange.
It's not strange. It's just par for the course. This whole fucking thing was set up to go down like it did. If people may have got killed. I'm not saying they did or they didn't. I wasn't there. I saw not one fucking drop of blood. I didn't see any dead bodies. I saw a pile of tennis shoes. And you know what they see what it is they've got the hold on the net now. They can monitor what comes through, what gets through, and what does not get through. And then they're trying to see if they can actually put a fucking like I said, this was done for a reason. And it wasn't so that any you or I would believe it, or any American national, the 75% who aren't a part, who understand what this dirty son of a bitch in corporate aristocracy is about, would believe. But this is what they're going to put on the TV as Trump starts announcing the gun control. He's already took the red flag laws, which is open gun confiscation. And, you know, this is the way they've decided they want to come at it. And when they do, everybody better realize it's just like in the first uprising when they came to Lexington Green and then on to Concord. The idea was that from the, I think it was a jet brigadier general or something. I can't remember his exact rank, but the fellow said, we'll just go in and we'll just fucking just beat, you know, just abuse, just slaughter, maim, you know, and just be ruthless, so fucking ruthless that the rest of them will just walk up and hand us their guns. Well, you're wrong that time, buddy. And you're wrong this fucking time. Because,
yeah, but,
go ahead.
But to them, they're just cattle. They're just killing cattle. It don't make any difference.
Well, to us, they're less than cattle, the ones we're killing.
and also they're just pushing this white terrorism crap. And they didn't even mention the 40 freaking shootings that were in Chicago this weekend.
Exactly.
I mean,
seven killed.
Report none of that shit.
Seven killed.
They all have this narrative, though. I mean, the narrative is completely... They're laying it out there.
Yeah,
it's like white freaking people are terrorists.
That's what they're... Yeah, exactly what they're doing.
I understand the divide and conquer, what they're trying to
uh-huh.
do here. But, I mean, at the same time, I mean, they're pushing this pretty hard. And I don't know, people I've spoke to are pretty livid about this. You know,
they're pushing this
narrative.
They really shouldn't be. Because the only ones that are going to buy into this are that 12 to 18% who are irrelevant. We have to get rid of them anyhow. And the bottom line is it's complete bullshit, and everybody fucking knows it's complete bullshit. And see, that's what I was going to point out. You know, you think of the different, I was talking about the different branches of the think tanks and what they're in, you know, like ones were for race and ones for gender and one for age. I mean, any way that they could think of to divide us, to divide the individuals. And so, and this contained all the elements, if you'll notice. I mean, the 6 minute response by the, like you said, the fully outfitted fucking body armor of the full 9 yard cops, the wonderful cops that saved all the lives. And then you have the race card played in. These white, and even the Trumpy, he came up and he denounced the white supremacists, which is a bullshit. Bullshit. The overwhelming majority of the people in this country aren't looking at the pigment of one another's skin. They don't give a shit what color one another are. We know what they're doing to us. We know that this go ahead.
90% aren't white. They're all Jews. The shooters are Jews. And it does make a difference.
90%.
It's a different. They're not. They're a different race. They're animals. They're. I mean, they're not. They're not like us.
No, they're not like us. But the bottom line is, this thing to divide. Divide it. They want divide us any way they can, as much as they can, because there's so few of them. They are so few of them. They're worried about getting up enough people to have a fucking election. I'm telling you, people. That's what all of this, I mean, why? What you're starting an election a year and 4 months before the fucking election? I mean, I do remember elections from years ago. I have a longer memory span than I had a cabbage. A year and 4 months, and they're on the stage, and they're playing all these fucking games and all of this goofy shit for a solid week, and then everybody's laughing at it. It comes to the point where even the stupids on the goddamn, the talking heads on the propaganda machine were going, that's stupid. It's all stupid. And it is all stupid. You're running out of they're running out of fucking rope, man. They're at the end of their fucking rope. And they know that the fucking people have figured it out. The people have figured out that, you know what? They keep telling us that we are the fucking masters of this country, yet they keep ordering us as to what to do and telling us what we're going to do and telling us what they're going to take from us, telling us we don't have rights, telling us that they can legislate our rights away, which is a fucking ludicrous idea because the ninth article fucking says absolutely not. It's plain English, and like I said, the truth, you can't stop it. And it keeps seeping into different, little more cracks and more cracks, and it keeps opening up and opening up. And, they decided that, this red flag laws, I mean, if you're gonna have a tax, they've had a couple of months now to be training those, fighting age men. They've been pumping across the fucking border so they can put the uniforms on them so they can be the cannon fodder up front to do what the local sheriff's departments say they won't do because they're constitutional sheriffs. Are you gonna stand there and stop them? Are you going to put together posses? Are you going to become real fucking sheriffs and put together posses and then call out the militia to fucking stop them? Are you? No, you're not. See, this is all part of the fucking plan. And all this shit that we've seen this weekend is just, it's just so they can put something up on the screen. This is why we're doing it. Go ahead.
Trump backpedaled. He said, we're going to do the Swift due process now. Before he said we'll do the due process later, but now he says we're going to do Swift due process.
Expedited is what the man said, but what is expedited due process? There is going to be a charge against me for a crime, and it's going to be made by another American national because that's the only thing that makes it lawful. And that charge is going to be put before a jury. I'm going to have every right to procedural due process guaranteed in the Bill of Rights. And the jury will be the one that decides, not a fucking judge. A common law jury, star chamber judges, well, they can't even provide the court, so it's a moot point because they've removed
them. The indictment first.
Well, yeah, there would have to be the indictment first. You're absolutely right. And then the preliminary process with the grand jury. And then you would come and answer, but first there'd be the complaint from the individual. The individual who's claiming you committed a crime against them that warrants a redress for the grievance. And then that criminal complaint would have to go to a common law grand jury, not a state grand jury hand-picked by the fucking from the Masonic Lodge run by the fucking district attorney who can't even exist, who is a fucking act of treason just in his existence. It would have to be a common law grand jury that looked at it and said, well, what exactly did this guy do to somebody that there's a complaint against him? Well, this person thinks he might. This right there, thinks he might. Thinks he might, without a defense, you win. Because thinks he might, it definitely leaves a credible doubt. It's not beyond a shadow of a doubt. It is nothing but doubt. It is speculation. And you're gonna give somebody due process through speculation? I don't think so, Trumpy. And you can change your wording because it's been crammed down your fucking ignorant throat. You're either ignorant or you just, I think he's just that was that fucking ignorant that he didn't understand what the words due process meant. he's always had some fucking lawyer, you know. He has a problem. Oh, well, yeah, I screwed 10 young girls the other night, and I'm afraid one of them might tell, and I'm going to do something. And he's gonna, I'll do the payoffs. And that's all. That's his extent of his knowledge of the law. But there is an expedited fucking due process. Due process requires a complaint. First, there has to be a complaint. And I don't have to give up my guns just because you filed a fucking complaint. You can't take any action against me until it is affirmed by a fucking jury. And it has to be a common law complaint because I'm an individual free sovereign national for the United, little United, big ass states of these Americas. And I have my Bill of Rights completely intact. And I require a fucking common law court. I require the jurisdiction guaranteed, well, you know, just ordered by the people that are the fucking authority in this country. I require the common law jurisdiction to bring me to answer to anything and everything. If you don't have it, which they don't have it because they've removed your common law courts, this is all just poppycock. And it's just more bullshit that they're, it's just so they can write it down on a piece of paper and take their little army they've been building down there on the fucking border and see if they can fucking terrorize the people into giving up their guns. And I'm waiting to see the first one says, oh, no, no, we're going to have to give up our guns. You're going to give up your gun? Are you yellow son of a bitch? Are you really? Because I'm not. Because you can't afford, you can't give me due process. I've done nothing. I've committed no crime against another fucking American national. So if there were, even if the courts existed, I would answer the subpoena or the warrant. I would answer the warrant and I'd ask for my preliminary process and I wouldn't ask for it. It would be automatic. And it would go to the grand jury and the grand jury goes, well, somebody thinks this guy's could be a danger to himself or others because he has a gun. They'd be laughed out. They would be fucking laughed out of the fucking room. And then I would turn around and I would sue that person for fucking violation of my fucking right to be secure in my person against unreasonable seizure because you'd be seizing me with your warrant. And then I'd end up owning everything you fucking own. See, these communists, they're out on our streets, people. They're making no bones up. They are saying the words. We're conducting a communist revolution in your country. And there's comrades like Donald Trump. They're international communist comrades. We're going to do red flag laws. You see, that's where we get anonymous tip. And well, we're going to give you due process. It's an anonymous tip and a fucking SWAT raid on your house. There's your fucking due process because you can't provide due process because the person hasn't done anything. But the end of the due process is where you take the fucking gun. If you could take the fucking gun, would be at the end of the due process. And that would means that there would be a fucking indictment and there would be a fucking trial for something you did, not for something somebody thinks you might do. You know, when in the past we've seen they came out with the pre-crime, remember that pre-crime movies, the guy that went around stopping pre-crimes before they ever happened. And they see it's all the groundwork is laid by the Jews through Hollywood for all of this fucking horse shit that we're looking at today. But you cannot provide due process, Donald Trump. Because there is no common law court that you can bring an American national into. And there has to be a complainant. And that complainant has to fill out a complaint showing that the crime committed against that person that I'm to be punished for. Don't you see how that works? And then I have to be convicted of that crime. And then the jury decides what my punishment is. Not your fucking star-chambered fucking judge. Oh, we wrote this legislation that says that I can take your gun for a year. No, you can't. I only answer to the common law jury of my peers when the process is correct and when I'm in the correct jurisdiction. And that's where it stands. The 14th Amendment or the fucking Bill of Rights. That's the war. They understand it as clearly as we understand it. But they know there's no way that they can complete their fucking New World Order, one world government, one world banking system, one world communism with that fucking Bill of Rights in place. It has to be removed. Oh, here we go. What are we going to see? Okay, here, next one. El Paso Walmart shooting. Witnesses saw 3 to 4 armed men running in, dressed in all black, shooting. This is from Intel Hub, sent in by Blue Water for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. And duh. Of course they did. And we know they did. This is for the, I mean, this is just I at this point in the ball game, I mean, their own people have to know their false flags. When the reporting is coming out like this, you know, people live in that fucking area. These same people that spoke in this article, spoke to their neighbors, spoke to everybody around them. 20 people were killed at a Walmart in El Paso, Texas on Saturday, reportedly by the hands of a single suspected gunman who was identified by various news sources as Patrick Curses, or Curses, 21 of Allen, Texas. However, information received by Intel Hub may tell a different story. Remarkably, several eyewitnesses to the shooting, a mother and her daughter, were captured on video recounting how three men dressed in all black entered through the front door of the store as the shooting started. That's when my mom is like, no, it's actually shooting, and she saw three men went in and they were all dressed in black. A young girl named Brittany explained. That's when my mom said, drop down, go down to the floor. Brittany admits that neither she nor her mom actually saw anyone shot or wounded, but said the three men were in fact holding guns and acknowledged the men were shooting. Brittany's mother, Adrina, was near the checkout area at the front of the store with both her children when the shooting started and claims to have seen three or four male shooters dressed in black enter through the front doors. As we were waiting to pay, I saw men running in shooting, she said. There was at least three or four people. They were dressed in black. I did not see their faces, she explained. I saw them dressed in all black and they were the ones shooting because I could see their weapons and the bullets firing. Additionally, it is important to point out that El Paso Mayor DeMargo originally told CNN's Wolf Blitzer early on after the shooting that three suspects were taken into custody. See this? See, they can't, they fuck it up. There's too many of them. There's the tangle of webs is just too goddamn big. They cannot, I mean, that's technology for you. There's going to be glitches. There's going to be, all it takes is one glitch. And the whole thing fucking falls apart. And that's what happened here. We'll finish this article when we get back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Dumber and they either wear an R or a D. I gave up on cable cause you know there ain't nothing to see. Real people with cameras have become the only truth on TV. And it's a shame, cause who's to blame is the biggest criminality. Contracts were made to protect what the creator gave. Was fought, side fought by those who buy and sell the slave. I was told, face bold to the ones to be convinced they're brave. Once more, that few selects who gets to fill the grave. Well, I learned history from Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure. Bear that's sleeping. He said, don't come for my gun, and I won't shoot you.
devil means to give it the respect that it needs. Gun control with my pistol means I hit the target and the clip feeds. My rights from the creator are a no conditions guarantee. No need to push the limit and find out why that's America's creed. I made that promise to the Constitution and what it means. I pledge an oath to allow for what my grandkid will dream. If I don't have tomorrow, I know they'll find my Browning is clean. Don't come for my gun if you think that I hate all that I've seen. I heard history, Grandpa. Dumb down our kids. There's MK Ultra, AIDS and SIDS, chemtrail clouds, GMO foods. You call that health care? Can't even say good. It's your rights that I fight for. Together we will not have to run. Your house, your spouse, protect against wherever they're from. Foreign and domestic are two types of enemy scum. In short, I won't shoot you if you don't come for my gun. I heard history, Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure. It's our grizzly bear that's sleeping.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:36 Pacific Time, and that was Sturm Anomaly with Don't Come For My Gun. And it's not just Don't Come For My Gun. It's way past Don't Come For My Gun, people. I mean, like I said, we talked all week last week about just how in the mud, how fucking just lost they are. They don't know where the shit or go blind, so they decided to, you know, close their eyes and fart. And that's what they did, and that's all they did with this. And we're reading this El Paso Walmart shooting witness saw 3 to 4 armed men running in. Like I said, I don't know if anybody got shot, if they sent a Mossad or a CIA team in there, or even some just Blackwater USA in there to kill a few people and stalk this poor fucking patsy. And then, oh, this guy, yeah, this one guy did it. And no cops got shot. Did you guys notice that? No cops got shot. And boy, we did a great job, and we were right there in 3 minutes. Go ahead.
You would think as many contemporaries as they have in Hollywood, they could at least get a hold of a quarter to a fake blood, man.
And yeah, I never seen a drip, a drop.
A lethal gunshot wound is a gun and hits.
Exactly. I mean, like I said, I don't know if anybody was shot or not in Texas at a Walmart over the weekend, but the bottom line is I didn't see a drip of fucking blood. Not a drop. Or in was it Ohio? I didn't see a drop. And but that's just, I mean, like I said, this is not for our consumption. This is,
go ahead. It would be on the stupid box. It would be on the stupid box anyway. What you saw there, what would you think? I don't know.
Well, I think that they were using fake blood. I mean, they've made it clear. They removed the law that said that they couldn't use propaganda on us, that they couldn't create fucking productions to fucking sway the people. They removed that law. And since then, one false fucking flag after another. This is for the next fucking, they had to move one way or another. The chessboard, they've been sitting there staring at that son of a bitch for a month. They had to move somewhere. So they decided this was the way they were going to go. So we're going to finish this article here. Okay, we're dressed in black. I did see their faces, she explained. I saw them dressed in all black, and they were the ones shooting because I could see their weapons and bullets firing. Additionally, it is important to point out El Paso Mayor DeMargo originally told CNN's Wolf Blitzer early on after the shooting that three suspects were had been taken into custody. Not to mention an image taken from security camera footage reveals a shooter who entered the store may have been wearing different pants than the suspect apprehended by police who was pictured in handcuffs. A tweet by Twitter user Deep State Expose reads, Walmart surveillance footage shows shooter with cargo pants. Person arrested, cargo pants negative. A third eyewitness to the shooting, a Hispanic man, told a reporter that the shooter he saw inside the store was wearing all black and was also wearing a mask. The guy with the gun, I saw him twice, the man said. He looked German, Anglo, about 6 foot. He had an AK-47. He was dressed in all black. He had a mask. The eyewitnesses explained that was about it. So, I mean, it's the same. They can't stop. I mean, the control they've taken over the internet's just too big. Things are going to seep through, and all it takes is just a couple of things like this for us to know. You know, we see all no blood. I mean, it's the same old scenario. And just like at Sandy Hook, you know, the cop coming up and going, anyone that goes against our official narrative, well, you're going to get in trouble. You're going to get in criminal trouble. Fuck you. Are you kidding me? Yeah, I mean, people. Now let's go on to the next one here. President Trump calls for red flag laws in wake of mass shooting. Not Trump. Not your knight in shining armor. He wouldn't be for fucking gun control. He promised you that your Second Amendment was safe with him. This is from Resurgent. In remarks delivered from the White House this morning, President Trump condemned racism, bigotry, white supremacy following the weekend's horrific mass shooting. And that's what I'm saying. You know, it covered everything. They have made all the think tanks get together because of the fuck-ups. And they think that they can put something through without fuck-ups, but they're total fuck-ups. They are incompetents. They have, all of the people with any fucking brains, they have made sure are fucking, you know, down in the dumps. Take the IQ test to be a cop. If you have too high of an IQ, you can't be a cop. And you have the dumbest fucking people in this country are at the top of the fucking heap. They were put there artificially. They didn't get up there because they were the smartest or had the most aptitude. And you are the smarter people, and no matter where they decide under their 14th Amendment, you sit in society. Your brain is your brain. And you can look at this stuff like you're looking at child's crayon fucking drawing and see the fucking mistakes. In remarks from Washington, Donald condemns racism, bigotry, and white supremacy that define the weekend's horrific mass shootings. See, that's the agenda. That's what they've been, I mean, that's all they've been talking about. And the little bit that they did talk is everything is racism, everything is bigotry, and all the white supremacists, all that because they want to turn us against one another. They understand that the American Nationals united and the people who are the true American Nationals who don't give a shit about what the pigment of the skin of their brother standing next to them is are the people that will wipe their ass out, that are going to wipe their asses out. And not to mention it's that divide into two camps again because you got your two camps here. You got the Trump tards, and you got the goddamn, you know, with this white supremacy, that's the white supremacist and the Ku Klux Klan and all these people and, you know, everybody that jumps onto that side of the fucking boat. And then you got your goddamn communists, that's Antifa and everybody that jumps onto that side of the boat, and still they can't get us to kill each other. That's why they've had to pump an army in here from the fucking south and train it to be the upfront men. Nobody's going to come to a fucking American. No American's going to come to another American's house. There's a few out there, but they're not enough to even fucking make it a half-assed attempt that wouldn't be so fucking embarrassing to them that they, you know, it would fucking shut them down. But this is here's your shining armor talking to you here. Says a problem is in peril of the internet. Oh, it's the internet that's doing it. That's why me and Dion hate each other so much. That's why, you know, me and Jamal, we hate each other so much because of that religions thing. You know, we don't. We're American nationals. We love one another. And we love our Bill of Rights, and that's what makes us a people. And we together, arm to arm, shoulder to shoulder, we will defend that son of a bitch, and we will kill every one of you motherfuckers. So give her a go. Donald Trump calls for, quote, real bipartisan solutions that will make America, quote, safer and better for all. Who's that all? You and your fucking internationalist buddies? Says local law enforcement and social media companies must get ID red flags. See, local media, see, you're talking here, that's corporation, ain't it? Ain't it a corporation? All this stuff we're talking about here, corporation? A corporate fucking enforcement, corporate enforcers, and they, you got to team up with the fucking corporate United States, corporate fucking social media. Companies must ID red flags before shooters enact horror. Also lays blame on video games. So now the son of a bitches that have fucking removed everything from YouTube, all the evidence of the fucking crimes committed against the people, these are going to, remember it was just going to be the kinfolk? It would be your kinfolk, or then it was the kinfolk or a cop or somebody like that, a medical professional. Now it's going to be Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg's going to ID you as a fucking red flag, and then you're going to get your due process of the fucking SWAT team kicking in your fucking door and coming in to take your fucking guns away from you, and then take you down for a 2-minute fucking hearing in front of a star chamber judge that says, that's constitutional. Fuck you. We will teach you what constitutional is. We will, if you, that's what you want to call the fucking law of this land, which is the Bill of Rights and the common law. We will teach you what it is, because you seem to be quite ignorant of the subject. But we will teach it to you, like we taught it to you back at Lexington and Concord, and the battles thereafter, right up to your fucking surrender. We will teach it to you. We will teach you why you do not come to take our fucking guns. You will not take our guns on a fucking some son of a bitch and rich cocksuckers fucking writing you a fucking email saying, I've read this guy's comments or heard his stuff, and I think he's a danger, and that's it. That's fucking due process. You're going to find out what due process is, you sons of bitches. And you're going to find out what the defense of the fucking law is. The true law of this land. You're going to see law enforcement. And as for your idea of you fucking being able to do anything, one more time, we'll just read it for you, Trump. And you better listen close, you son of a bitch. And all you fucking international communists out there, you're not going to disarm us. That's the only way you could ever whoop anybody would be to disarm them. But we ain't going to let you disarm us. You're not taking shit. You'll take the lead. That's it. Who are the militia? Are they not ourselves? Congress have no power. And this is Tench Koch, who was the one that was there that put that amended the fucking Constitution of 1789 with the fucking preamble, which is the Bill of Rights. And this is his statement on the second article to that fucking document. Who are the militia? Are they not ourselves? Congress have no power to disarm the militia. That's us, ourselves. Because who are we talking about? Ourselves. Has no power to disarm the militia. Their swords and every other terrible implement of the soldier are the birthright of an American. The ultimate power of the sword is not in the hands of either the federal or state governments. But where I trust in God, it will ever remain in the hands of the people. As civil rulers, not having their duty to their the people before them, may attempt to tyrannize, and as the military forces, which must be occasionally erased to defend our country, might pervert their power to the injury of their fellow citizens, which I don't like, because I'm not a citizen, I'm a fucking national of this country. The people are confirmed by the next article in their right to keep and bear their private arms. Now, I heard some son of a bitch, it was again one of these fucking suits. Don't forget the fucking suits, who's really the ones who are fucking giving the fucking orders, who are writing it down on pieces of paper and paying people with your fucking money to violate your fucking rights. Don't forget these motherfuckers. And talking again, I heard that same old horse shit. Oh, when the founders put that in there, it wasn't the founders. They fought it tooth and nail. It was the anti-federalists. It was the fucking people that put it in there, you cocksucker. And when it was put in there, all they had was, if they'd imagined anything like a gun that could kill, had the killing capability of a AR-15 with a 100-round drum in it, listen here, you son of a bitch. You try to treat us like we're fucking stupid, that is gonna be your biggest fucking mistake. They had their fucking cannon that they loaded with grape shot. A pound of grape shot, there's probably, I don't know, a couple hundred fucking rounds of 45, about the size of a 45 in it. And they would kill 30 or 40 people with one fucking shot. How about that, buddy? Pretty wicked weapon, huh?
They had machine guns when the Bill of Rights was passed.
You're goddamn right. They did, yes they did, because they had Gatling guns. It's just that same thing. I see this motherfucker in his fucking suit. I can't name him. They're popping up all over the place. But you go get all your fucking buddies. I'm 58 fucking years old. You go get your fucking 6 or 8 fucking buddies that are writing this legislation. You come out and I will whoop your fucking ass with my bare hands. I don't need a fucking gun for you, and you know it. You ain't taking nothing from nobody. You are a fucking piece of shit, treasonous dog shit eating bastard that thinks you're gonna fucking take my own fucking resources and pay a fucking mercenary to come and take my fucking gun from me and subjugate me. It ain't gonna happen. I may go down, but I'll go down knowing that my people are gonna fight you until you are fucking completely fucking destroyed and every one of you is punished for the crimes you have committed against we the people. Especially you fucker, Trump. Third, he calls for reform of mental health reform, including involuntary confinement. Oh, so they're going to involuntarily confine you. Is that part of that that expedited due process you were talking about, you son of a bitch? Is that part of it? Fourth, Trump calls for rapid due process in red flag laws or extreme risk protection orders. There is no such fucking thing. There is no, you cannot give me due process. I'm an American national. I am protected by the Bill of Rights, and the due process I get comes from the common law jurisdiction, and it requires an individual to file a fucking complaint for a damage I've done to him or a crime I have committed against him. And we've already went over that. And then it goes to the grand jury. Or if it's a civil matter, then it goes to the fucking trial stage, the discovery stage, and then we have our trial and we have our justice. But the common law jury is the final fucking authority in this country. Not none of you fucking fiduciary fucking punk bitch motherfuckers of inferior fucking jurisdiction. Your jurisdiction does not exist on this land, and you fucking know it. And it was the Masonic Dirty Church cabal that whittled away at it to the point to where they could bring it, move it into the fucking, onto the land with Washington DC. And then the 14th Amendment, where you formed a fucking corporation and named me as fucking property and think you're gonna subjugate me? What the fuck do you think the people back in 1775 fucking fought for? Because they would not be subjugated. And when you come out with your fucking phony ass numbers on your phony ass propaganda machine that has 9% fucking people that even fucking watch it, and tell me 46% of the voters, well, you're talking about 46% of about 18%, which is shit. We outnumber you by the tens of thousands, and we will wipe your ass off the face of this earth. You will not touch our fucking rights. They are our rights born into us, each and every one of us. And each and every one of us will fucking defend them. If you don't, you're a fucking coward or a traitor. Plain and simple. Fifth calls for capital punishment quickly and decisively for mass shooters. Yeah, you get them fuckers. I bet you would like to get them, both them guys in the ground two fucking day. Because you've already been discovered in your fucking false flag. You've already been discovered and we know what your intent is. Well, how about all you Trump tards out there that voted for that son of a bitch? He's getting ready to fuck. He called for fucking open confiscation of your fucking firearms. That international communist dog shit eating fucking parasite. President Trump also said his administration will, quote, seriously look into dispatching local law enforcement to work with social media companies to better detect mass shooters before they enact horror. And not like sitting in fucking somebody's house and fucking going through their trash and reading their fucking letters to one another back when we used to write letters. Isn't that the equivalent of spying on the American nationals that you're supposed to be a fucking servant? My servant spying on me? What am I going to do? I'm going to kick the shit out of you. You're fired. Get the fuck out the gate and don't you ever come back. Catch you reading my fucking mail. My private fucking correspondence or any other correspondence of mine that isn't open to the public. Consolidate that police state. That was another thing we said back when the bastard was running. He would do what Obama could not do. He would fucking take that corporate police state, that corporate fucking Blackwater USA, and he would bring it together, and he would bring it together as a real standing fucking army between the people and their oppressors. And you are an oppressor, Donald Trump, you piece of dog shit. And you are few, and we are many. And we're not fucking, this fucking shit you did this weekend don't change a goddamn thing. It just hardens our resolve. And I know you did it just because next week you're going to go out there and you want to please them fucking Mexicans. That's another thing we're going to hit this, or when we get, before we, better hit it before we run out of time. Let's go, where were we here? Due process rights are put on the chopping block. Anti-gun family members, friends, or acquaintances can levy dubious accusations to justify the confiscation of law-abiding gun owners' guns. They can take these accusations to court, to a court of law, even if the individual in question was not charged or convicted of a crime. That is due process of the law, you fucking ignorant son of a bitch. It is being charged and convicted. That is due process. IGMO. Somebody told you, expedited fucking tyranny. Fuck you. It is charged and convicted before you can take any action against the American national. You dirty, rotten, fucking foreign prick. I'm going to hit this other one real quick. We got time. Mexico vows to take legal action against U.S. after El Paso false fucking flag. You're working hand in hand with your buddy, your communist fucking comrade down there in Mexico. Aren't you, Trumpy? And you know, that's another thing, people, while we're watching all this shit, those fucking port of entries by the port of entries on the private railroad tracks are pouring the motherfuckers in here faster than fucking ever because they know it's fixing to go down. They know we're not fucking Australians. We're not fucking Britons. We're not French. We're fucking Americans, and we will fucking fight you to the death, and we will fucking destroy you. This will be your second time that you've been fucking put in your fucking place and told that you don't stand above no other man. This is from NBC News. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Mexico on Sunday threatened to take legal action against the United States for failing to protect its citizens after this weekend's mass shooting in the border city of El Paso. Well, that's a real fucking simple one to fucking solve, isn't it? We throw the motherfuckers out of here. And then they don't have to worry about nobody hurting them here in the United States. If anybody got hurt at all, would they? You fucking come here illegally, and you better take care of our fucking lawbreakers that we're sending to your country, our MS-13 gang members. You better take good care of them for us. Because I guarantee you, people, we have paid Honduras the corporate aristocracy has paid Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador, has paid them to bring these murdering motherfuckers up here for the purpose of fucking destroying what's left of our fucking country and destroying our fucking people and making it like, well, the United States is just a big old whore. It belongs to the whole world. Anybody can come in and fucking take anything they want. Well, no, you fucking can't. In fact, you're going to give it all back. And you're going to be fucking hung for the fucking fraud and treason and fucking everything else, espionage, everything else you have fucking committed against our people. You're going to die, and your progeny will be poor. Because we'll take everything for generations. Another thing with this Mexican shit I heard last week, Cornkey was talking about last time we went down and invaded Mexico. Went clear down to goddamn Mexico City. And he goes, well, we're not going down there, and you know the same old horse shit, people. We're just going down and take it, and then we're going to hand them back the keys. I got really nothing against the Mexican people, says he. I do. They know exactly what they're fucking doing. And they're coming up here and ramming it in our fucking face. After we whipped them. When we whip their ass down to Mexico City, this time we'll burn fucking Mexico City to the ground. And those motherfuckers will do 100 years in bondage to pay us back for what they've stolen from us. Because they came here with nothing. And took from us. They will leave an example to the next son of a bitchin' bunch that thinks they can do such a thing. In a statement, the foreign minister called the attack of the 20 gunned down at a Walmart adjacent to Cielo Vista Mall, at least 7 were Mexican citizens. Well, then what the fuck are they doing here? And foreign minister Marcelo Ebrard promised Mexico City will act. Oh, will you really? Maybe we'll act on your fucking ass. In a statement, the foreign minister called the attack in El Paso terrorist act against innocent Mexicans. A terrorist act against innocent Mexicans. Did you hear it? Now, you don't see this when they're fucking hacking the children up with the fucking these MS-13 gang members they pumped in here, and not a one of them's been deported, people. Not one of them's been deported. And they're not gonna be. This is war. The president has introduced me, instructed me to ensure the Mexico's indignation translates into efficient, prompt, expeditious, and forceful legal actions for Mexico. For Mexico. For Mexico. The invaders. To take a role and demand that conditions are established that protect Mexicans in the United States. So the Mexicans, you're going to come up here, you're going to take my fucking gun? So I can't defend myself against your fucking invasion, you think? You really think so? You ready to be fucking have your asses crammed back down into Mexico City and have it burned under your ass? And being put in bondage for 100 fucking years to pay back what you've stolen? You ready for that? Ebrard said in a video posted on Twitter. Ebrard later announced that he would be in El Paso to meet with the victims and offer support from the Mexican government. And not in the United States. This here is the fucking problem, people. Of the 26 injured in the attack, at least 9 were Mexican nationals. Mexican national, welcome. Well, there's no such thing as an American national. We're citizens. We're 14th Amendment subject citizens. No, we're fucking not. According to the government, El Paso, America's 22nd largest city with an estimated population of 682,669 is more than, and you think about that number, 600, it was 686,000 of them motherfuckers already pumped into this country this year. The population of El Paso. And more than 80% Hispanic or Latino. They're more than 80% are fucking Mexicans. Is your fucking country being captured, people? According to U.S. Census data, El Paso sits just across the Rio Grande from Ciudad Juarez, which has a population of 1.3 million. The shooter appears to have been targeting Hispanics, and authorities are investigating it as a hate crime. A 21-year-old Texas man was in custody. And that's where he's getting the shit where he wants executions. He wants to put people up against the fucking wall who go against the communism. Right away, that's why that we're talking about. Because, see, if you're an American national and you commit a murder, you get a fucking, well, you're supposed to get a trial. You don't get a fucking trial. You get this fucking bullshit. You get a fucking military, illegal, unlawful, fucking treasonous military trial. But the idea here is you're a goddamn soldier and you're enemy combatant. So we're going to shoot you. America, an American, you American, are you ready for it? You better have your fucking ass in gear. You better have your shit wired tight. And you better be ready when they come because they're going to try because they have to. They have to try something hard and brutal. Hard and brutal to scare you. So you'll shit your pants and hand your fucking gun over. You gotta fight every inch of the fucking way. You gotta shoot until there's no breath left in your fucking body. We're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And fuck you think tanks. It ain't gonna work. It ain't coming fucking close. Nobody's buying it except your own fucking people. And it doesn't fucking matter to us anymore. And that is the Word from the Trenches. Maybe that is the Word from the Trenches, because it doesn't want to work. What happened here, people?